1976.
Like locusts, they have descended upon the nation's capitals to the business at hand, a brand new Congress. And we'll be talking about it a ton the rest of the week. How about those oil prices? Probably going to scratch on about that, too. Kate Delaney, this show is America Tonight. Big shout out to all of our affiliates, everybody listening in Connecticut, Illinois, Kentucky, Vermont, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, and all over the Texas, basically. Parts of Houston, I know you're listening to me. In New York and a lot of other spots in Michigan and Missouri that we'll mention along the way. And, of course, Iowa. We love our friends in Ottumwa, Iowa. Big shout-out to all of you. It's a brand-new year, and we're excited to be here with some really great contests and fun things in store besides the seriousness of the business of politics and the changes that could affect all of you living, at least here in the United States. I know we have people listening in other places like Australia and Sweden and Central America and Germany and Spain and France. And a big shout out to all of you, too, as well. All right. So here's where we start on the show. Remember that whole big hubbub over the Navy commander and his video business? Yeah, where he decided to ease the burden and help the morale of his guys in the Navy on the USS Enterprise who were in Iraq and Afghanistan and put together some questionable videos, let's say. Now, originally, and I'll say it again, I said, look, boys will be boys. This is how you cut loose. I got a lot of family that was in the military and in the Navy, and why can't you have fun and why can't you do skits? It's ridiculous. But then upon closer examination, I saw some of the skits. Not all of them were brutal, but some of them were definitely in poor taste. And unfortunately, Captain Honors cannot do that kind of thing because that's the way the military works. When you're the top brass, you can cut loose when no one can see you, but not on a closed circuit TV on a boat with 5,000 people, and especially when the Pentagon was breathing down your neck now because of all the videos. So they let him go. So basically he had this great career as a top gun pilot and he was shown the door or shown land, let's say, because his boat was about to shove off. For that, I feel sorry for the captain because he had had this career where a lot of people really respected him. In fact, if you go to Facebook, there is a Facebook page for him where many people that were underneath him sing his praises and said what it was like to serve underneath him and all that other sort of stuff. So he definitely had his admirers, but he must have had a couple of detractors because somebody released the videos. Somebody had an axe to grind. Otherwise, why would it even be news? It happened back in 2006 and 2007. And then there's this other weird twist of Glenn Close making a little cameo appearance in the videos. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, here's Admiral John Harvey talking about accountability, credibility, and the fact that he had to be relieved. Listen.
He is being held accountable for the poor judgment and inappropriate actions repeatedly demonstrated in those videos. His profound lack of good judgment and professionalism while previously serving as executive officer in Enterprise calls into question his character and undermines his credibility. I permanently relieved Captain Owen Honors of his duties as commanding officer of USS Enterprise for demonstrating exceptionally poor judgment while serving as executive officer of that ship.
Okay, so he said, you heard him. Poor judgment, can't do it. He was the executor of the ship. We had Jeff Atticott on the show. He's our terrorism expert, great guy. Runs a school of law in St. Mary's in San Antonio, travels around the world talking to people about terrorism, advises the FBI and other people in Mumbai and all over the place about what to look for and what from gadgets to the law to everything else. And he spent a good chunk of his career as an attorney for the Navy on boats. He was on boats, and he said that it was reprehensible, and there's just no way you can have somebody in a top situation, in a serious situation. You can't have somebody like that doing the things that he did. But why now? Why was it released now? So Glenn Close is at the end of a video that was made by this Navy commander. And she released a statement because, of course, everybody was calling her to say, well, you do know you're in this video. And here's what she said. She said, I'm distraught that my image has been used to perpetuate something that I abhor. It's the cynical, unauthorized use of my image in this video is offensive and insulting and was the result of a seemingly innocent request of me during a visit to the aircraft carrier over 4 years ago. So she did something nice and filmed a little piece for a video, having no idea that it would be put into this other video that was pumped out all over the ship that had a whole bunch of different things in it that, like I said, were certainly questionable and included feces consumption. So, you know, think, use your mind, stretch your imagination to realize what was happening here. And then they had things that were being played in this montage in the background, like the Glory of Love. Remember the former Chicago guy? It was his song. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hello, Jeremy. How have you been?
I've been doing good. I hope you're having a great New Year, Kate.
I am having a great New Year. How about you?
Not bad. Learned a few lessons over time, you know. But, you know, I wanted to comment on the bird and the 5,000 fish that, the drum fish that were washed up in
Chesapeake. Yeah.
Well, you know, Arkansas was plagued by Monsanto's and, like, chemtrail spraying. And since, you know, you said you was in the mood for good conspiracies, you know, not to mention all the genetically modified engineered food that is being grown in Arkansas with the, you know, and it's just like, I think it's like a chemical cesspool or something, and things are going to start dying off. But then many others have been saying, you know, that it could just be chemtrails or maybe something that the government is or some type of a population control freaks or spraying to test to see how much of a whiff that we get of it, you know, because.
Yeah, you know what, Jeremy, thanks for the call. I did say, if you had a conspiracy on the falling birds, they're saying that the birds died rather of massive trauma, but there are people that are saying, look, there's blackbirds that are dying in Louisiana, they're dying in Kentucky, they're dying in all these other places, so perhaps it's more than guns. There has to be something more to this. There has to be something else that we don't know. Could it really be lightning? I mean, if you had birds that were hit by lightning, you would see the strikes around them somewhere, I'm assuming. Could it be there's something else? I mean, blackbirds don't normally fly at night. That's when it happened in Arkansas, so that's very, very odd. And there have been some military folks that have noticed this dead bird phenomena on ship decks, too, and they're saying that something's happening here, that it has to do with some microwave systems. Got any thoughts?
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate hanging out with you. Coming up, we do the numbers thing. It's one of my favorite segments that we are carrying over into the new year. It's called We Can Count. Think about it. Everything's about the numbers, right? So we have some numbers to talk about, to say the least. And it includes a sad story about a guy you might have heard his famous tune called Baker Street. He died at the age of 63. Any idea who I'm talking about? I'll fill you in when we go to We Can Count. Also, as part of We Can Count, Mega Millions, $355 million jackpot. It's still a mystery as to who won Mega Millions, but if you haven't heard the numbers, we have the numbers for you. 41 states run the Mega Millions lottery. Maybe you're that one person that plunked down that wrinkled dollar in the back pocket when you went into the convenience store and you end up winning the lottery. And that would be a story to tell for the rest of your life, to say the least. That's a big story to tell. I'm glad I don't live in California anymore, because some of the laws are so ridiculous and so Big Brotherish and beyond. I happened to read something about the California Supreme Court ruling the other day that police can search the cell phone of a person who's been arrested. So what if you get falsely arrested, pulled over, whatever? They can just take your cell phone, and it includes text messages. They don't have to have a warrant. So text messaging, that's what everybody does. They text message. They would be able to go through your cell phone, which is, I'm sure, what they would do. What does that mean to evidence? That opens up all kinds of crazy things. warrantless searches of emails, documents, think of smartphones. I'm sure I have them on my iPhone, and even a lot of people using it as a computer. What happened was the ruling was handed down by the Supreme Court there because of this. The case was this 2007 arrest of Gregory Diaz. He was a guy who purchased some drugs from a police informant. So now follow the bouncing ball. Investigators looked through his phone, found text messages that implicated him in a drug deal. He appealed his conviction. He said the evidence was gathered in violation of his Fourth Amendment, which would be unreasonable searches and seizures. But the court disagreed, and they compared his cell phone to personal effects like clothing, where you can be searched clothing-wise by arresting officers. So that is sticky. Question of the cell phone, an item of personal property on his person at the time of his arrest. So the bottom line is, if you were to be arrested in California now, the way the ruling stands, they could check out your cell phone and look at anything they can find on your cell phone. And I think that's wrong. I think that's a violation. Not that I'm sticking up for some drug dealer guy, but I think it's a violation, clearly, just from the legal standpoint, of the Fourth Amendment. And since I'm somebody who would like to see more of the Constitution stay together than be pulled apart, they are reading the Constitution, which is interesting, on the Hill on Thursday. I think the more you take rights away, the more dangerous it becomes. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We do. It's why people claw their way to get to America. I don't want to see it turn into something that I'm not familiar with. And the more we let rights just go by the boards, the dicier it becomes. And the more our Constitution becomes pick and choose. Oh, it's not convenient today. So this court's going to rule this. Ultimately, could it be appealed up to the Supreme Court? And then what will they say? I don't like it. And as my pal Jack Down Under would say, always delete your text messages when you're done. You know what? I looked at my iPhone. I don't know about the rest of you. I always say we have this problem with email. And having read that story about what they're doing in California, I looked at how many text messages, because I don't really think about it. And now more people text me. In fact, I had to change my plan because of everybody texting me, that everyone in my life, including my mother, is text messaging rather than calling. And that's just the way we communicate. So I looked at my text messages, and I have got, I've got 432. Is that 432 too many? Matt, how about you? I bet you, I would assume you're not even 30 yet, so I already know people in your world are going to be texting you. I guarantee that's the way you communicate with your little posse there in Minnesota. Are you? I'm sure you get a million a day. What's up? Where are you? Do you have a lot of text messages still on your phone, or did you delete them?
I keep them on the phone. I actually, for every conversation I have with somebody, I got a cap that goes up to 200 messages per person, and then it'll start deleting the older ones, because otherwise my phone will just get totally filled up. My memory will start getting clouded up. But you get 400 on your phone. How many do you get a month?
Probably a month. I probably get about 100.
Oh wow.
Is that too many, or is that nothing?
I do a lot more than that a month.
Right, because you...
I'm into the close to 2,000.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. So you must be talking about everything. Dude, I just woke up. Saw a hot girl at the bar last night. What'd you drink?
But, I mean, it's a lot of people. I get... sometimes I get updates from news services through my text messages.
Oh.
I have buddies that will have conversations back and forth while we're watching games. I have one friend who almost refuses to talk on the phone now, where you can call him and he'll text you back rather than than talk on the phone. I mean, I still have a couple of friends where I talk on the phone a lot, but there's a lot of people where it's just sometimes it's just easier if you're just asking a real quick question. You don't want to get involved into a 10-minute conversation on the phone. You know, if I haven't talked to someone in a while, I'll call them. But if it's just, hey, what time are you going over to Ryan's? Then it's like, okay, I'll get a text back 7 o'clock, you know? So it's sometimes it's easier, especially if you're in a crowded space, too. Like, if you're at a bar, it's a lot easier to text people than try talking over a crowd.
You know what? It's funny that we just said that, and I just went and looked at my text messages because I get the news alerts, too, and I was wrong on the amount. See, that just shows you how I'm so out of touch with texting. I'm doing it, but on the iPhone, I was wrong about the amount. I've got 2,000 on my phone right now. And so many of them are from also news services, which is good because I want to know if something happens and I'm out on a golf course somewhere or tooling around, I want to know if something's going on and I want to get pinged about it. So that's good. But lo and behold, I haven't really filtered them out. I guess I'm going to need to do that. That's probably why it seems like I'm always charging my iPhone. So here's the thing. It's true. If that's what's going to happen in California, and think of how things can be misconstrued, because emails are misconstrued. Emails are tricky. When you're writing emails to someone who, let's say you have a client, a boss, not just your friends. Your friends, that's a whole different thing. But people you don't know as well, and they misunderstand your humor in an email, that probably happens a lot with text messaging. I can only imagine how often somebody gets some texts that just don't jive with them, that don't make any sense to them. I bet there's a lot of people that would claim that for sure. But I'm wondering how many of you, that's your, just like Matt said, that's your mode of communication where you get, that's all you do. Where it's just like, hey, I'm 5 minutes around the corner, I'm, you know, whatever. I'm thinking that there's probably a lot of you that communicate that way. Well, in California, make sure you have anything that seems a little bit dicey deleted from your phone just in case. Not to suggest that you're all going to go out there and get arrested, but you can get arrested for something you didn't do. And then they've got that evidence. I'm so stunned that that went through the court. I shouldn't be, but I'm surprised because I think it's way off base. You got to protect that Constitution, and I think that's stepping over bounds. If you have a warrant, different story. But I don't believe that should be considered part of your clothing, the cell phone. All right, stay with us. We can count coming up on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count, a short edition. Talk about the IRS. Oh, don't you love it, the Internal Revenue Service? Not. They're telling us we have until April 18th. That's the tax filing deadline. Why? Well, if you looked at your calendar, you'd probably figure it out. Because the 15th, tail end of the week, and it's going over a weekend. So they're giving you till Monday or Tuesday. Pretty much. Is it Monday or Tuesday? I never know the days. No, it's they give you a weekend instead of having to file, hurry up and do it on a Friday. That's why it lands that way, because the 15th is a Friday. So Monday the 18th now would be the deadline. You know what's really weird? It's like Christmas and New Year's, you know when they happen every single year. It's like Thanksgiving. And we all hate tax day, but we always know that we're going to have to do our taxes. But yet, we are such a nation of procrastinators. So many people file at the last second. It's crazy that the post office is open until midnight, and there's always the live shots, the television live shots. I don't care if you live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or Burlington, Vermont, New York City, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, you will always find some station somewhere doing a live shot on tax day, definitely. Speaking of numbers, we go from April 18th to this crazy panda cow that could get up to $30,000. You know what I'm talking about? It's a genetically manipulated cow thought to be one of only about 24 in the world, a rare, rare miniature that was born on a farm in northern Colorado. So they're calling it the panda cow. It's kind of a cute little a little cow, to be honest. It's one of 24. Do the math, like I said, talking about 30,000 most likely, maybe a little bit more than that. The mother of this panda cow is an Angus. But what would you do? I guess if you're a farmer and you have miniature cattle, you might be interested in it. There's somebody who has a hobby farm somewhere that's got a miniature kangaroo and some cattle. So the panda cow that's been genetically manipulated might fit in nicely before the collection. But the man who came up with this cow is going to end up having a pretty nice payday. Let's put it that way. And finally on We Can Count, Jerry Rafferty. That was the name I was looking for. The Scottish singer-songwriter, hit songs, Baker Street, Stuck in the Middle with You, has died. He was 63 years old. If you listen to, you know, when you flip around and you'll have that 70s station somewhere, whatever city it is, there's always a bunch of 70s stations or old music, oldies, whatever they call it. They still exist. You'd hear this song, Baker Street, played a lot. He had a long illness, and they didn't give very much information on how he died or where he died or any of that kind of stuff. One thing about Jerry Rafferty is he did have a great knack for saxophone. I love to hear somebody play the sax well. I have a friend who's an excellent sax player, and I've always been into listening to sax guys, and he had a saxophone solo that was beyond some of the stuff I've ever heard. And I don't know how well it did in the U.S., but in England it really climbed up the charts, and you'd have to go back to really 1980 or 79 or something to go and find the saxophone solo, but pretty good stuff. I think his voice was interesting, but I like the sax. To me, that's what really got me. He made a lot of noise in the last couple of years for all the struggles he had with alcoholism, and he had treatment for liver failure, so you have to assume it had something to do with that. All right, let's take a few phone calls. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, I heard on the news they're still trying to figure out what happened to dead birds in Arkansas.
Yes, yes, there's all kinds of theories.
Well, all you do is call me and ask if I can tell them they got into somebody's moonshine.
So they were smashed and they were crashing into each other?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they got poisoned. Moonshine poisoned them.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, people are speculating all kinds of things as to what it could be.
Yeah.
But it's set up for that because nobody knows. They're testing and saying it's not poison. And the theory is that, yes, that does happen with birds, that noises can scare them to death. That happens with chickens. I told you my story about chickens, even if they're free range, or especially happens sometimes in the houses that they're put in. But I don't know. I think they need to do some tests on them for sure.
Yep, I'd say they got into that moonshine down there.
That's what it was. But you solved it.
Are you excited about Oprah's new show?
Am I excited about Oprah's new shows?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of her.
You
of
haven't?
Her, no.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen? Obviously, you have. Have you?
No.
Thanks. I guess her opening night, the ratings were pretty good for that. But they're all, it's supposed to be like Better Life shows or something. That's what the whole network is about. So no, I haven't seen it. It's on a Discovery station, like it's in the 200s on most of the cable dials. But I haven't seen it. I only read that the openers were pretty good, and it's got all kinds of strange people, like Sarah Ferguson has a show on it. Winona Judd has a show on this network. Rosie O'Donnell has a show on the network. So they were talking about finding these people that nobody knew, but really most of the people are famous.
Yeah. But see, Bimbo on out there, Snooki. She's
Snooki?
Supposed to come out the book now. She's got a book coming out, too.
You got to be kidding me.
No, that's what I heard the TV there.
Of course he does, because the situation's already making whatever he's making, $10 million.
Yeah.
So everybody and their brother that gets that 15 minutes, especially on reality TV, if they can do it, somebody comes up with an idea and they get a ghostwriter or whatever, and the next thing you know, they got a book published.
Yeah, I think Sarah Palin helped her write it.
That would be an interesting meeting.
they could call her in her book, too, like they can Sarah's.
Color in the book.
Yeah.
That was good, Rick.
Two dot team together and run for the president, you know. Sarah.
Snooki and Sarah.
That'd be a pair.
Yeah, opposite ends of the spectrum. Can you imagine? Even the way they talk, it would be interesting. Okay, we got Snooki on the ticket for the younger people in Jersey.
Yeah.
And then we got Sarah all the way up from Alaska in a more conservative base, and we'll mix them up together, and why not? We'll throw them out there and see what happens.
Right in between there.
Exactly.
But this admiral they fired, that ship.
Yeah, the captain, Captain Honors, yeah.
Well, they said they had to dismiss him because he couldn't lead no more, but he made that about 4 years ago, so what did he do between then and now? Those 4 years, he's leading that ship.
Yeah, he was earning his stripes, and he was popular. And so I think what happened was, one, the Pentagon had everybody get in their face. So I know this from the source there. So immediately they reacted, and that was it for him. But the problem is somebody, I think, had an axe to grind. Maybe they didn't get promoted. Maybe they didn't like the fact that he got promoted. Who knows? But they dug back into the coffers, came up with these videos. It's all over the papers. Next thing you know, it's on YouTube, and then it's splashed everywhere else, and that's it for him. You knew he was toast.
Yeah, I mean, but they said, boy, he can't lead nowadays. But that was 4 years ago, so I just wonder how they explained all those 4 years. Man, what he done in between that time? They say he couldn't leave. You know, he looked like he done a pretty good job leading that ship.
Yeah, the people on the ship really backed him up. I mean, really. You got 5,000, 6,000 guys coming out of the woodwork, as many as possible that have found out about this, and they're all backing him up. They're all saying he was a tremendous commander. They liked working underneath him, all that stuff. But it doesn't matter if it was too big, because he was top brass, and so once he went in that direction, it was okay, but then it was revealed all these videos were out there, then there was no way they were going to keep him in that spot.
Yeah,
I mean, look at McChrystal. McChrystal goes down. He is leading the troops, and nobody had a problem with what he was doing in Afghanistan until he said a few things about the president to a reporter off the cuff that went in the Rolling Stone, then he was done.
Yeah.
You know what the lesson is, Rick, here? You can't, when you're in those positions, those power positions that are controlled by political appointments, either by the military, you cannot, even if you want to, you cannot step over the line or you're done.
Well, I'd say that McChrystal, his name is, and this Olens, they ought to team up together and run for the president and vice president.
There you go.
The people that fired them.
There you go. That's a thought. Get back at him, for sure.
Yeah, I think the country would be looking for somebody like them to lead us, you know, say what they want to say and not have to apologize for it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what will happen. Rick, thanks for the call. I'll tell you what will happen.
Yeah.
The captain will come out with a book. I mean, that's the perfect thing. Come out with a book and talk about, he was a top gun pilot. So he's got stories. And now if his wings are clipped from the military, he would be able to talk about some of the things that he did in his military career that might be of interest as a top gun guy, aircraft carrier, and then of course the controversy would be the videos and the explanation of that. So you got controversy mixed in with a look behind the curtain of the military. Might sell something, at least an ebook anyway, to be certain, I would imagine. We're checking the mail next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Ridiculous or right on? I've said this a couple of times now. I flipped on it because of finding out some more things that were in the video, and also the fact that learning more about the way the Navy rolls, that, yeah, you know, you can, if you're the plebe, if you're the enlisted guy, have at it. You can dance around in a skirt and perform, you know, when they have these skits and things that they do, and it's not a problem. But if you're the top brass and you throw together a raunchy video, it's not going to fly. It's just not going to hang. So there was more than rough waters for this cat when he went down. I feel badly for him in the sense that he gave and dedicated his life to the Navy and loved it, from what I understand. Top Gun is not easy to go through. Did it. Was a Top Gun guy. Gets to the aircraft carrier. He works his way all the way up. There's only 11 aircraft carriers that we have. This one that he's on, the Enterprise, is set to be expired or put out to pasture in a few years. So, unfortunately for him, the release of the videos, wrong time. The Virginia Pilot, which is a paper, originally they broke the story, and it cost him his job in the end. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Don, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate, I'm sure it had something to do with the fact that the videos are making fun of gay people, if I understand. Is that correct?
It is a little bit, but I talked to some of the people I knew at the Pentagon, and they said they swear it wasn't that. It was all the other things combined, the things that there was a shower scene. There were a whole bunch of, in other words, he was pleasuring himself in the video. It was, he wasn't really doing it, but he was simulating it, so that was a big deal. And it didn't help his case at all by the various scenarios he put together for this little tape he made.
Yeah, and so, and then the question is, if it had been an enlisted man or an NCO that had made the tape or the disc or whatever, then it would have been acceptable. Is that it? Or,
well, that's what I heard. I heard that if it had been somebody like, I'm the lowly enlisted person, and they've got a party night, a pizza movie night, and we have a little skit, and that's put together, I have a much better chance to survive that. Like, maybe they do something to me. But I would probably still be in the Navy. But if I'm the top dog, I can't get away with it. If I'm like, you know, if I'm the Secretary of Defense, if I'm on down from the list and I'm a top commander, I can't do it. And you figure, here's what you figure, what happened to McChrystal. Think about what happened with him. He's on the ground. He's in Afghanistan. The guy never slept. Whether we think what's going on in Afghanistan is right or wrong, I mean, he was the military, and he was bounced for some things that he said to the Rolling Stone magazine. So this guy has a video that they can pore over. You knew he was going to be out in the end.
Yeah. I heard some of the things that were underneath him at the time, and they were just kind of like, you know, it made it feel like he was one of them or something like that. And
Sure. It built morale. But you know what? Here's the thing, Don. That's the dicey part about anyone in that position. How much of a friend are you to the rest of the guys, and how much of a military man? I'm the boss. You know, where's the? That's the idea. That's part of what they're saying. Where's the line that maybe he went too far over that line? Here's the bottom line. If the idiot, the person with the axe to grind, didn't release that information and snitch him out to the newspaper, it probably wouldn't have even happened. So I'd love to know who that person is and why they did it.
Well, it makes me wonder how many more officers out there in the Navy have got tapes and discs on other. Like you said, there's 11 carriers, there's a lot of battleships, or, you know, other ships out there, destroyers, and, you know, they all play these, you know, these games and stuff while they're out there.
Sure.
At sea, you know, and it's not a fun occupation to be in, you know.
No.
But in any case, though, hey, you know, last night, though, we were talking about the national debt and the responsibility, the acceptance of that, and I don't listen to that idiot Hannity too much anymore, but I was catching a minute of today. He was talking to Congressman Wiener, I guess is his name or something.
Uh-huh.
And they got into it, you know, Wiener's a Democrat, and he said, Kennedy saying, well, you know, Obama's run up $3 trillion in 2 years. Nobody's ever done that, blah, 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 right? And then the congressman just said, and that makes $14 million, right? And he's like, yeah, and he says, who ran the other $11 million up? And he couldn't get Hannity just to flat out say, oh, Republicans, you know.
Of course but, not.
Bush, Reagan, and Bush, you know, and he couldn't get them to say that they ran that up. And I started thinking about it, Kate, and I think, you know, I think there's some racism that's playing into this. I think there's the Grand Old Party, you know, is, you know, pretty much been portrayed as being the rich, you know, white man on the side, i.e. Uncle Tom or whatever. And we know with the way the tax structure is set up right now that half the country doesn't pay taxes, you know, or at least their fair share or whatever, however way you want to put it, the upper 2% or the upper 10%, something like that, is one pretty much flipping the tax bill, you know? And so I think they've got a little bit of an issue here, the fact that, hey, when we're spending it and putting the country in debt, that's okay. And that's what the GOP thinks, because it's our money, you know. We're the ones paying the tax bill in the first place, you know. I mean, this national debt right now that we got, $14 trillion, I mean, if half the country isn't paying taxes, you know, then it's easy to look at it like, well, are they ever going to pay that national debt off if we ever do get it paid off, or the rich? you know, and outside of some, you know, creative African, you know, minorities and athletes and Oprah and, you know, a few rich, filthy rich people and from that area of entertainment, you know, it's pretty much, you know, just the GOP right wing, you know, don't tax the rich, or the rich are the ones that pay everything. Well, anyway, though, so my point being is that maybe they're kind of upset that all of a sudden, you know, a minority is spending their money.
Only you could spin it into that, Don. Only you could spin it into that.
Well, think
they're
about
upset,
it, you know? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you remember the movie Glory? You remember that one, right? It's a great movie,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Remember there was a scene in there where Matthew Broderick's affair with his command officer, in the movie or whatever, and they go to the area in Georgia, and they town, and they saw all these soldiers.
Yeah, we're losing you there, Don. We missed the point of what you're trying to say, but... I get the little jab at Obama, but I wouldn't toss it up to that. Here, you know, the bottom line is this. It's ridiculous. The $14 trillion, eventually someone's going to pay the piper on that. You have to pay it. It has to be paid. It goes back to the whole thing of what are we leaving the people behind us? Forget the people behind us. You're at that debt ceiling anyway, so you can't allow that to keep trickling up the way it is. At some point, you have to cut it off at its knees. It's called the money train. And it has to reverse itself, period, end of story. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whatever, it's done. Whether you go back to the Bush years, then couple that with Obama and the stimulus and everything else, it's there. That's there. You can't change the fact of what the number is, and it has to be changed. It has to go in a different direction. We cannot continue to amass that. That's why that is going to be the thing that's talked about the most on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm sure in the world of politics, there are several things that will be attacked immediately because they're going to be feeding frenzy in the beginning. Because now you got a lot of new people who want to flex their muscle on the Hill and some of the old guard. And there's going to be a little bit of clashing, I think, in the beginning. And that's what's going to come down to. The debt ceiling is going to be one of the major things. And then, of course, whether or not health care is going to be overhauled. House might have enough to do it. Senate will not. I'm going to leave you with a quote, the first one from 2011 here on America Tonight. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Civilization is the process of reducing the infinite to the finite."
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.